mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, into hour number three. Boy, you really missed it in the first hour. We had Glenn Spencer on America Patrol, who has simulated bringing in suitcase nukes there in Arizona. While they were doing a simulation, supposedly, 25 Chechnyans being billed as terrorists with suitcase backpacks on their backs came into the country, and the government could care less. Meanwhile, Senator Dayton has evacuated the Capitol and told people they ought to evacuate because of the threat he was given from the government, from the National Security Administration, and from Senator Frisk. And they're geared up for martial law across the country. And this is the type of issue we talk about on this broadcast. But we were also talking about forced drugging of children and how it's expanding radically. And now top psychiatrists in big state meetings are saying that children are genetically inferior. It's admitted eugenics, and that's why half of the foster care children are being put on these drugs, because they're just, you know, they're defective. So now it's becoming more and more Nazi'd. Nazification of America, the Sovietization of America. The tyranny, my friends. We're talking to Mike in Illinois, then we'll go to Ken, Annette, and Megan and others. Mike, before we hit that break, you said one of your family members works for a drug company, and describe what he said they offer these doctors to push the drugs on their, and of course this is the teachers too, they get money too, but describe what they offer people to get people on drugs.
He said that they'll go to doctor's offices and offer the doctor's children scholarships to schools and cruises for the doctors and their families to the Caribbean, and even like, he said they'll actually have, twice a year, they'll have contests through Pfizer, and I'm sure this is through all the other drug companies, because he said they're all in competition, and they'll have actual contests of which doctor can push more drugs, and by doing so, they get like $50,000 in prizes, and you know, basically even in cash prizes for these doctors. And,
now, that's been going on for 20 years, but now it's gotten really bad, and you walk into a doctor's office, the coffee mug they've got's a drug company, a drug, the calendar's drugs, the carpet's drugs, the posters are drugs, the chairs are drug companies. It's just everything's the drug companies.
It's unbelievable, Alex. And then they have like you said the other day. You know, you can't. I don't watch much TV. I have children. I'm very specific about what I let them watch. Channel 11 only. You know, PBS is all I let them watch. But basically, Alex, they have drug commercials on billboards, on magazines, and on TV, and it's disgusting. And
I've watched the nightly news, and more than half the ads every time I tune in are drug ads.
Absolutely. It's disgusting. And Alex, real quickly, I know you want to get your other calls. One thing I have to just put my two cents in on this debate last night. You are so right. It made me absolutely sick to my stomach. I wanted to vomit when I heard Bush talking about his faith in Christianity and standing behind God. You know what, Alex? We know what the Bible says, that a wolf can come in sheep's clothing and the angel of light can deceive many. And I believe wholeheartedly that that George Bush is an evil tyrant and a Satanist, and there's no way that anybody could tell me he's a Christian, and he is so, people are blind if they actually can't see through this monster.
Well, the scripture says that the devil masquerades as an angel of light, and that he quotes scripture at you.
Right, absolutely.
And, folks, he is a member of the Order of Death, an admitted satanic group, Skull and Bones. He's admittedly part of Bohemian Grove, where I've been there. They do rituals. They bus in, you know, gay porn stars to, quote, service them, Washington Post. I mean, this is not Christian. You know, Mr. Bennett at the horse races isn't Christian. You know, all of this stuff, it's a joke. And neither is Kerry. I mean, you know, Kerry said, I share his faith. Well, you bet they do. They were both born again to the order of death in the same coffin.
Absolutely. Alex, I just tell anybody who doesn't have your films, I've gotten your films off to everybody, but Alex, they're phenomenal, and anybody who hasn't gotten them yet needs to get them. And Alex, I've turned a lot of people around. I go to a small congregation Baptist church, about 80 members, and I had a Sunday night to show films, and I showed 9/11, and I'm telling you, a lot of people are coming too, and they need to get information out. That's the only way we're going to win the war.
Against the enemy, the New World Order. Thank you, Mike. All right, we'll blitz through your calls when we get back and dive into this upcoming terror attack. I hope it doesn't happen, but they're saying it is. So we'll recap those for those that missed what we were talking about earlier. Stay with us.
Alex Jones.
Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. Sea Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call Sea Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In my hot little hand, I have the 29-page transcript of the Bush-Kerry debate. I have some comments about chilling things that both of them said. And one thing that Bush said that was quite honest, I think it was kind of a slip-up by him, because it seems like a media secret about the flu vaccines. He did say he's for the assault weapons ban, and Bush wanted to know what a great Christian he is, which he knows is a total fraud. And then Kerry said, I share your faith. Yeah, they're both members of the same satanic society. I've got several other things I wanted to go over. Even got some clips of Bush messing up, little slips. But before we get into this and the latest suitcase nuke threat and, again, the senator evacuating out of his D.C. office because of the, quote, impending disaster. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's talk to Ken in New York. Ken, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello.
Hi. Drug use was the main topic of the last hour. And I'd like to talk to you about drug use in professional baseball.
Well, what I was talking about was the government, through the schools, pushing it on the children and all the horrible things they're doing.
Right, when there's really no need for drug use for the kids. I mean, there's no need to administer drugs to them. It's an eerie coincidence that either the very day or the day before the Houston Astros won their first postseason play in their history, that one of their best players, Ken Caminiti, dies of a heart attack at 41 years old. And he admitted to using steroids. He also used cocaine. And he died here in the Bronx, which they said he was visiting a friend. I don't know who he was visiting here. They said a friend. But, you know, I've lived in the Bronx my whole life, Alex, and to see what's happened to professional baseball, and I love the game itself, but I hate what it's become. And one reason is the use of steroids. And it's just amazing that Caminiti admitted publicly that about half of pro players use steroids. And there are several Yankees, you know, Gary Sheffield in particular. He gets up to the plate and he's waiting for the pitch. He waves that bat like it's a toothpick. And it's obvious that this guy is so pumped up with steroids. Jason Giambi hasn't played in about 3 months. They insult us saying that he's got some growth inside his body, that that's the reason why he can't play. Other players, you can just tell by their bodies how bulked out they are. So pro baseball apparently just winks at this. And I think this is a horrible example to set.
And then they'll SWAT team your house looking for one crack rock. Meanwhile, they're putting kids on drugs, 15% of them. Drugs are even more dangerous. Thanks for the call. I got to let you go. Thanks for the call, Ken. Annette in West Virginia. You're on the air, Annette. Go ahead.
Yes. Alex, thank you so much for reducing the price on your videos. I will be ordering them later in the month.
Well, that's a special on the new video, American Dictators. You get one for $19.95, and then each additional copy on DVD is $5.95.
Thank you. Also, I want to thank you for your God Bless ministry, and I want you to know that you have much affection and admiration from a very large audience, myself included, when I can hear you. And I'm going to present you with a very severe criticism, but I want you to take it in that light, that I do hold you in the greatest admiration and affection.
Well, ma'am, that's fine, but let me just add something here. This is not about me. They think suitcase nukes have been brought across. Senators are evacuating the Capitol, saying something devastating is going to happen. I'm not saying that.
No, I'm not talking about that.
This isn't about me. You want to talk about me? Go ahead.
No, I want to express my reservations about you. On the one hand, your tremendous knowledge and exposure in just about every area, and then you have a blind spot with reference to certain things, one of which is you're misrepresenting eugenics. Eugenics is God's law, but it's done in a natural way. It's not done in a forced way. Now the different creations have different frequencies, and God meant for them to be separate. You're associating eugenics with Hitler's policy of separating the Aryan people from the Talmudic mind. And this is what I need you to get at. That it's the Talmudic mind that is behind all these abominations in our society. I have 50 years of research and exposure, and the information is out there, their admissions, their connections. They owned the means to do it. They have controlled the organizations which are perpetuating this. And the Talmudic mind comes from Talmudic Judaism, which is not the Old Testament. It is a law religionized for the New World Order, and it is by a people who are literally devils, and I know that it's hard for you to expose them because you want to protect innocent Jewish affiliations, and I understand that, and I can sympathize with you.
Ma'am, I hear you, but I appreciate the call. I said I was going to call as quickly. I cut the last caller off quickly, so I'm not just cutting you off. You know, we can talk about Jews, we can talk about baseball, we can talk about whatever. How that's a criticism of me. I don't think it's black people, I don't think it's Jews, I don't think it's Germans. I think it's evil people. And are there Jewish leaders who are evil? Absolutely. Are there German leaders who are evil? Absolutely. I was talking about psychiatrists at the state government saying that they're drugging half of the foster children because they've got their brains wired wrong and that eugenics shows they deserve what's happening to them. And eugenics, the eugenics I know, lady, ma'am, is a horrible thing. You know, a mother was a single parent and her child didn't make a B+, so they came around and picked her up and went and sterilized her. You know, that went on to over 300,000 women from the 1920s to 1986. in this country, and now new stuff's going on. So that's what I was talking about. I think Hitler did a lot of really bad stuff, and I don't know what you were getting at there, but I don't know how to handle it anymore. Let's go ahead and talk to Megan in Pennsylvania. Megan, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Two things. First of all, thanks for having that Patricia Weathers on. And while you were on with her, I Googled something, and I came up with 2/3 of foster care children in Massachusetts on psychiatric drugs.
Yeah, the national average is about 53%, but,
right.
But yeah, some states is worse. And when they get upwards of 8 times the money. Instead of getting $1,000 a month, you can get $8,000 a month if you hop the kid up on drugs.
Right.
You take them to the psychologist, it'll say they're mentally ill, they hop them up, you get a bunch of money.
Right. So here is a lie that I caught last night in the very beginning of the wonderful debate they had on TV. When Bush was asked how come these vaccines got into the country that were tainted, well, the beginning of his answer was stupid because he said, well, here's what happened, they were tainted. But then he went on to say the reason that it really happened is because vaccine manufacturers in the United States are afraid of being sued. And he knows that just after 9/11, they passed that legislation saying that you can't sue manufacturers
of vaccines. But then we got that thrown out. And since you mentioned that, I've actually got the Bush quote, something he said that was true. Schaefer, new question, Mr. President, to you. We're talking about protecting ourselves from unexpected, but the flu season is suddenly upon us. Flu kills thousands per year. Suddenly we find ourselves with a severe shortage of flu vaccine. How did that happen? Well, Bush told the truth. Now, this came out in England, but I don't see it in our newspapers. It's, oh, it's just not there. Better get out and get it. Bob, we relied upon a company out of England to provide about half of the flu vaccine for the United States, and it turned out that the vaccine they were producing was contaminated. And so we took the right action and didn't allow contaminated medicine into our country. You took no action, Bush. England banned them and confiscated it. We're working with Canada, hopefully, so they'll produce enough to help us. Okay, so there's Bush telling the truth. It's contaminated with live flu virus. Go ahead.
Right. So I just thought it was. So you said that lawsuit that they came up with a couple of years ago to try and protect the pharmaceutical companies from being sued, but if you get a bad vaccine, did that not go through?
Well, already decades ago, they did the vaccine damage fund with $2 billion in it,
uh-huh.
and then you go to a tribunal, and they decide if you get $10,000 because your kid's now brain dead because they gave you a shot. So it's already staged, but Bush was going to give them full protection,
right?
And that got passed in Homeland Security, but then got thrown back out by another vote.
Okay. I had one other quick thing.
Real quick.
There's a new chip they're going to be putting in the newer appliances that people will buy, so that if your neighborhood is overusing electricity at any point, they'll be able to actually shut off, say, your washer or dryer while you're in the middle of doing something. And
yeah, that's the smart chips,
yeah,
where everything's going to be automatically hooked through, and then through radio systems and wireless internet, everything's going to have an RFID transponder in it. And that was the Economist article, One Grid to Rule Them All.
Right. Oh, I just found that out from a guy who repairs appliances.
I know. I'm telling you, folks. I'm glad. A great call. Good to hear from you. I'm glad people are waking up to this. Let's talk to Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'd like to draw your attention to something in today's New York Post. It's on page 52. It's a very, very long article, and it's nestled in the commercial real estate section of that paper, but it is extremely interesting. It talks about all security measures that they want to employ in buildings, and it goes in great length about it. And
you're going to have to wear an RFID tag
beyond that,
that has a chip in it for your safety.
Light years beyond that. If you
yeah.
think that's bad, that's openness. That's all. They're talking about heat sensors on toilet seats to make sure you're the only one sitting on the toilet. They advise that if workers hold a door open for someone to go into the toilet, they should be fired. Basically what this is, and it speaks of this in glowing terms, and it talks about all the wonderful predatory.
Yeah, everything we do, everything we live, totally micromanaged, chips in every single product, openly tracking everything we do. Every breath we take.
The deconstruction of basic human civility.
What's the headline on the New York Post? I'll post it.
The headline on today's Post has to do with baseball, Spank. But it's on page 52 of the Post.
Hey, what's the headline there?
Oh, safety in the new workplace.
Okay, email that to me.
I haven't got an email. I haven't got a computer or anything.
Safety in the new workplace.
Safety in the workplace.
Okay, stay there. We'll come back and talk about it.
Sure.
Yeah, the last caller calls in and talks about every appliance they can remote control shut off. I mean, everything's going to be wirelessly controlled. Your front door will.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I've never experienced anything like Collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through Collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Our listeners keep telling us Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. In addition to helping you lose weight, Collagenate is also designed to improve strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take Collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And listen, get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I tried glucosamine for my arthritis, but it didn't help much.
They tell me I just have to put up with my joint pain and stiffness.
Are you doomed to a life of stiff and painful joints or dealing with expensive medications or painful injections? Well, no more. I'm pleased to tell you about a totally new product called Injuve. Rather than stopping the pain, Injuve attacks the causes of joint pain. Injuve replenishes what your body was born with by replacing a vital fluid your body loses as you grow older. It's called hyaluronic acid, or HA. It's important to note that Injuve does not cure arthritis, but it helps reverse the aging process of our joints and reduces the pain and stiffness caused by lack of mobility. Injuve is one of the best lubricants and shock absorbers found in nature. In short, if you have joint pain or arthritis, you owe it to yourself to try Injuve. Injuve is all natural and comes in easy-to-swallow soft gels. Call 1-800-707-3953 and get one bottle free when you buy two. Remember, call 1-800-707-3953 and get your free bottle of Injuve when you buy two. Call today.
Okay, I've got five or six things marked here in the 29 pages of the debate last night. I want to go over some of these. We'll do that before this broadcast ends. I also want to recap what we're facing with supposed Chechenian terrorists coming across the border and how that feeds into evacuations at the Capitol. And just a bunch of other key issues, and how the government admits they're geared up for martial law right now. But real quick, going back to Ron in New York, I don't think people understand the magnitude. The industry publications that are selling all this openly have agreed with the government that every appliance in your home, your front door, your car, it'll all be tracked and traced. They'll remote control, be able to turn it off. The cars, the appliances already have the plugs for this in them. Everything new that's going to have is going to have this put into it. Your TiVo, or your cable system, or your satellite, if you've got pay-per-view over the phone line, tracks what you watch and what you do. And, yeah, I've read articles over the years where they're coming out with it. You're going to have a retina scanner when you get into any job of ID badge that tracks where you go and what you do in your house. And as he said, stuff in the toilet seats and infrared cameras in your car to make sure you're not locked up in it when it's hot. It's all for your safety. It makes 1984 look tame. They're already mounting the blimps over our cities that look through our walls. Cameras in school bathrooms. I mean, again, police bathrooms. Cameras in the toilets, people. This is not freedom. I mean, Ron, you're a retired police officer. You've called before. I mean, did you think it would ever get this bad this quick?
I saw it coming about 10 years ago, yes. I did think it would get this bad this quick. I'm not only a retired police officer, Alex. I hold certificates in private investigation and security sciences. I guess I could describe myself as an expert in this area. And I could tell you that a great many of these corporate vendors should be dragged into the light of day, the ones that are selling these P.T. Barnum devices.
Well, most of them are owned by people at the Carlyle Group or the Bush administration or Kerry's people.
You got it.
It's simple. They own the government. They run the government. They come out and give themselves contracts for a total police state.
You couldn't be more precise. And I think the only way, one of the ways that we could fight this is people have to stop being timid, and I call upon the so-called civil rights attorneys in this country to stand up and do their job now.
Well, for those that don't know, big corporations are already putting this stuff in the bathrooms, but this new article that tells you how wonderful all this will be?
Yeah, it tells you. As a matter of fact, the article is put in glowing terms. It's by Lois Weiss. Yes, and that's exactly the way she frames it, how wonderful it is to have a heat sensor on your toilet seat so we could detect whether it's your bottom or someone else's bottom there. And this is what's going to supposedly stop terrorism. Now, the fact of the matter is, these people, and again, I admonish people to sue and sue often because it does two things. A, when they have to start paying for the use of these devices, which are really not accurate, they've never been called upon to justify the
Also,
use
of you get them into
the
depositions.
Accuracy. Right, right. You get them in depositions, you get the information flushed out, who they really are and what their motives really are.
Well,
that's
for those
correct.
Who don't know, this stuff's already going in everywhere. Thanks for the call. I mean, this is already going in all over the place. I mean, folks, this is happening. Chris in Kentucky, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
I got a report on the news that some photos of some schools that were found in Iraq on a disc.
Yeah, and it was by the guy who was over Iraqi schools for their own emergency drills.
It's incredible. And they just announced, you know, our security here is all going to get prepped up. They want to get some drills, and then they're going to have some areas where they can put their children into some areas where they can reunite with the parents later. And you know what that is? The CPS will be waiting. You proved this in Police State 2 back in that film you did.
Yeah, a film I made 4 years ago has the documents. And then last year, Gannett News Service and the Washington Post said they're going to round all the kids up during a national emergency, take them to a FEMA camp, and then you've got to come turn your guns in to get them. And, now they let these Chechnyans across, supposedly with suitcases, with Lord knows what in them. And then at the same time, we've got to have all these drills. And the Washington Times said anyone watching the drills or trying to document the drills is obviously with Al-Qaeda. So now you try to cover how they're drilling. And they put guns to your kids' heads and scream at them and train them how to get loaded. And by the way, they have these things in Austin and all over the country called roundups. When you haven't paid your fines or your tickets, they on the news go, the roundup's coming next week. The roundup. Thousands to be arrested. Door to door. Getting us used to the term roundup, see? I mean, it's just incredible.
It's the mind conditioning, what they're doing. Alex, I got my Berkey products, and I encourage everyone to get those. I feel a lot better, and the water tastes great, and it's just incredible. I feel so much better. My voice is a lot better than compared to all that chlorinated stuff that I used to drink. Get these, folks. Don't procrastinate with these.
Well, let me go back to this new report. Yeah, I saw it in the Washington Times about we're going to have drills and take kids to another location. They were drilling to do this back in 1997 before Columbine, and then magically that came along, and now Putin's had his helpful little event, horrible event, but helpful for him. What report were you seeing that was saying this again about rounding the kids up?
Well, they said they're putting them in a secure location and to be reunited. To be reunited. And the reporter did not say how long are you going to keep the kids there.
What newscast was this?
This is WLKY Channel 32 News here in Louisville.
So in case terrorists do this, we've got to train the kids how to go to camps.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, it's funny, a caller called in, plugging New Millennium Concepts and how great the Big Berkey made right here in America is, because we got Debbie coming on for a couple minutes here in a second. Then we'll let James and David and Tom finish up some comments, and then that's it for calls, because I got some news I want to cover. And in fact, we're going to talk to Debbie, cover the news, then go to your calls. But I want to spend a minute or two here about the school Roundup plants. And again, I didn't just start claiming this now. We got federal documents in 1999 that were specific. We got the first documents in 1997. I put it in a film in 1999. Before Columbine, they have had drills run by the Secret Service with local police to round up your children, take them to FEMA centers, and not let you have your children back. And then they said under a red alert last year in Gannett News Service and Washington Post, people didn't believe it until they saw it on my site, mainstream news, that during a red alert they're going to take your children, not let you have them, take them to camps, make you come to those camps. But we saw this happen over and over again before 9/11, before Columbine. I mean, this has been going on forever. And again, they have some terrorist attacks. We've got to do something about the terrorists, they say. And then all this police state stuff comes in that has nothing to do with terrorists. It's about training us that our children aren't ours, that we've got to be searched, that checkpoints are good, that national ID cards are good. It's this whole climate of, hey, we're the boss. Shut up, do what we say. It's for your own good. And that's done at every level of society. And now they're using the Patriot Act against all the citizens for petty crimes, what they think are petty crimes. You know, if you're in suspicion of a misdemeanor, Now you don't get your rights. This is all happening. And, oh, here's the national ID card. You'll have to have it to have a job. All this is going on. And so then, a month ago, they put out an alert that Chechnyans may be trying to come in and pull stuff off with, quote, Al-Qaeda at schools. Well, all I know is Putin's admittedly been caught blowing up his own buildings, and mainstream news in Europe thinks he's behind it, the latest school stuff. Well, how's that happen? Well, you send in your special forces, they kill a bunch of people, they blow something up, they all admittedly escape, you grab some patsy and put him on trial as the only surviving terrorist, and that's what they're saying. Putin's behind this, too. We know Columbine was a government op. That takes 2 hours to cover. You know, even Rush Limbaugh says every time they need a new gun bill, magically a school shooting happens. So this is going on. But how drills coast to coast of practicing to round your kids up and take them away keeps anybody safe is a joke. Well, if there's a school shooting anywhere, we'll have to round up all the kids and take them all away, you know, at least one big shooting a year, and we'll all get the kids trained to have men in black ski masks aim MP5s at them and load them on buses to be taken away. And I've been in different cities and heard, you know, the radio ads of next week, anybody who hasn't paid a warrant for unpaid tickets, it's roundup. We'll be rounding you up. And then I hear those ads in Austin, all of it entering the psyche, all of it entering the nomenclature. They're training for masked force inoculations everywhere. They're training for FEMA to take over all the radio and TV stations. All the hookups are in all the stations now, the EAS takeover system. This is all happening. And they may not blow up something this year or next year, but they're getting us used to it. They're training us. They're getting us to accept it. They're training law enforcement that it's normal. We have got to be aware of this. We have got to get the word out and get your children out of these government training camps. By the way, last month, while they're having these drills, because Chechnyans are about to attack and kill everybody at the schools, that's the headline. They then do drills. We first learned of it in Michigan, then we learned it was happening all over the country. I put it in a film 2.5 years ago, Road to Tyranny, that they were doing drills with upwards of 200 children per drill, elementary students, where homeschooling parents, police dressed up like homeschooling parents, come and yell and scream at them and simulate shooting them and bombing them, and they have the kids with fake blood all over them, and they all go, oh, why have the homeschoolers attacked us? Oh, no. So, see, while you're busy hearing these drills are for Chechnyans, they're not, folks. They're not for Chechnyans attacking. They're for evil homeschoolers. Homeschoolers commit the least amount of crimes, highest test scores, best college entrance exams, corporations fighting to get them, most upright people in the country who really care to get their kids out and teach them themselves and make the sacrifices to do it. Meanwhile, there's coast-to-coast drills, folks. These drills they're doing, that, by the way, they now say that if you cover or watch the drills or report on them, you might be with the Chechenian terrorists. That was actually in the Washington Times. I've gone out to schools here in Austin and covered the drills with them putting guns to kids' heads. And cops come over and threaten me 5 years ago. Can you imagine now when I'm videotaping a drill? I'll probably get arrested. You know, well, are you with Chechnyans, Mr. Jones? Well, no, I'm not. I'm fighting your Russian Spetsnaz dressed up like Chechnyans. Who I have no doubt, I said years ago, they're going to use Russian Spetsnaz dressed up like Chechnyans to suitcase nuke this country if the globalists feel like they want to activate that plan. I'm not trying to scare you. It's just they've been pre-planning the story for at least 8 years, that, you know, starting with Alexander Lebedev. 7 years, excuse me, that, you know, they're going to suitcase nuke us any minute, it's going to be the Chechnyans. And then magically, oh, now it looks like that might happen, and oh, they came across the border, and oh, Senator Dayton has evacuated his staff, and says the government told him something he's not allowed to tell us, but he can't believe anybody's staying in D.C., oh my gosh. None of this may happen. I hope it doesn't happen. They're saying it will happen. All right, let's go to Debbie Morrow. Debbie, good to have you on with us.
Hi, Alex. You know, all of that you're talking about comes so close to home for me because I am a homeschool mom. And, you know, I got tired of telling my son to go to school and answer the tests that don't believe anything they teach you. And I got to the point where I thought they might take my son away one day because he didn't fit in the little football groupie type thing, you know. And, of course, we've raised him different to seek out the truth of stuff, you know. And so I became a homeschool mom against my wishes. So for all those listeners out there who think they can't do it, you can.
Well, Debbie, did you see the AP articles 2 weeks ago where they're training that homeschoolers are terrorists?
Well, I heard about that long time ago through you. I hadn't seen those articles.
Yeah, it's in Road to Tyranny. I've got the actual documents here.
I heard it in the video, and, my son got arrested walking down the street to get a hamburger at his sister's house in Fort Worth because we didn't know there was an 11 o'clock curfew. You could see her house right across the street from the hamburger place. He got a ticket. He didn't get arrested. It cost
I can't tell you how many times at 10:30 at night my dad said, walk down and go pick up a pizza that was down the street or go get me a hamburger.
That's all he was doing.
Evil.
And he had
evil.
Total permission and everything. We didn't know there was a curfew.
All part of the new freedom.
So what you're saying, I normally just talk about water filters, but this stuff hits home to everyone. Not only in, the cities, but in the country, in the suburbs, everywhere, people ask me, they go, well, Debbie, are you Republican or are you Democrat? And I say, I don't know what I am, but I want to keep America free. And that's what I want to see.
And both parties are butchering that. I can't think of a better time for people who haven't gotten water filters because they don't care about drinking mercury and arsenic and dead bacteria and herbicide and pesticide. But now with all these threats, folks, you need to call Debbie and get potassium iodate, which they've issued to the federal workers quietly. It'll protect you if there's a nuclear attack. Fill your thyroid with the good chemical, the good iodine. It's time to call and get the water filters. It'll take water out of a pond or creek. And it's time to get the sheltering in place video about how to make your home safe, not just with duct tape and plastic, but by a U.S. government specialist. And it's time to get the Prudent Places CD they've got. It's time to call Debbie right now.
Right. It really is.
I mean, I've been drinking purified water because I don't want to drink all the garbage. But I mean, plus for an emergency, I've been buying filters lately for friends and family that don't have them. So if you've already got one, buy one from your grandma, your son, your daughter. Got a bunch of different specials. Go to BerkeyWater.com. Look at all the specials. Right there, fill in to the answer questionnaire that it's an Alex Jones special. To get that special, to get that free gift, in the comment section at BerkeyWater.com, be sure and tell them to get that discount and what free gift you want, BerkeyWater.com, or call Debbie right now at 1-888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. How much is a bottle of potassium iodate?
They're normally $29, and that includes shipping. But if they want to get five bottles, they can get five bottles for $99 plus shipping.
And this is the medical core type. It's designed for children and pets to be able to not throw up when you take it. You buy at the store is very hard to hold down. And
it has a 10-year shelf life, Alex, which, God forbid, we should never have to use it.
What, I bought 20 bottles from you and gave them to everybody I know.
That's right. I gave them out as Christmas presents a couple of years ago,
Give Debbie a call right now, folks, 888-803-4438, and get a Berkey water filter as well or a sports bottle, little portable bottles. Got a big discount on those. 888-803-4438. Go ahead and buy them and then say, this is your Christmas present early in case something happens. But bottom line, it's a good thing to stop drinking the poison. Debbie, good having you on with us.
Thank you. And if you leave a message, I will call you back. But please leave your number twice so that I can be sure I hear it correctly.
Exactly, because what happens is a bunch of people call and then they get overwhelmed and they have to call you back.
Yep.
Debbie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Alex. God bless.
You bet. Again, that number, 888-803-4438. See, that's what I pitch and believe in. Videos and books. My videos, I say make copies of them. I believe you should stop drinking the poison water. I believe you should be prepared. I got an easy job, folks. I believe in what I'm pitching here that supports this broadcast and makes it possible. 888-803-4438. Don't sell any magic creams or magic machines or any, get out of debt systems. I just stuff I can prove and I know is real. We'll go to calls here in a few minutes, but I need to go over this. Let me just quickly do this. This is from the debate last night. Mr. Schaefer, the anchor man, says, what are you going to do about illegal immigration? And Kerry says, 4,000 people a day are coming across the border. It's more than that. The fact is that we know we have people from the Middle East allegedly coming across the border, and we're not doing what we ought to do in terms of technology. We have iris identification technology. We have thumbprint, fingerprint technology today. We can know who the people are and what they're really up to when they cross the border. Okay. So we can speed up that process. That's already been put in at the border. It's been put in for you to get a driver's license. Bush signed an order, and the Democrats are for it, where anybody from Latin America is waved through and doesn't have to. It's just a fact, folks. And the new national ID card they claim is for them, they're already been given a waiver. So there's the facts there. Again, Bush admits that there's no flu vaccine or half of it's gone because it's contaminated. He told the truth. Wow, it was incredible. And Schaefer said that you said if Congress would vote to extend the ban on assault weapons that you'd sign the legislation, but you did nothing to encourage the Congress to extend it. Why not? Actually, I made my intentions, made my views clear. I think we ought to extend the assault weapons ban and was told the fact that the bill was never going to move. So there's Bush. I've been accused as a liar for saying Bush was for the assault weapons ban. He's also for a gun show ban on private sales in the newspapers, anything. He went on to say that. So I got it on videos. I know it doesn't exist and everything. I understand. Okay. Here's another one. Schaefer, Mr. President, let's go to a new question. You were asked about the invasion or after the invasion of Iraq. If you check with your father, you said you check with a higher power. What does your faith play on your policy decisions? First, my faith plays a lot, a big part of my life, and that's when I answered that question. Meanwhile, in the background, I'm going to show him saying this, and I'm going to show Bohemian Grove rituals and Skull and Bones rituals and pictures of him in front of the owl with his dad and all the satanic stuff while he says that. I'm going to do that in a video, but just picture that rolling in the background. First, my faith plays a lot, a big part in my life, and that's when I answered that question. What I was really saying to the person was that I pray a lot, and I do. My faith is very, very personal. I pray for strength. I pray for wisdom. I pray for our troops in harm's way. I pray for my family. I pray for my little girls. But I'm mindful in a free society that people can worship, and he goes on. If he goes, if you're not a Christian, Jew, or Muslim, you're equally an American, and he goes on with that answer. But then, Kerry comes in and says, well, I respect everything the president has said and certainly respect his faith. I think it's important and I share it. I think that he just said that freedom is a gift from the Almighty. And he said everything's a gift from the Almighty. So then he starts quoting scripture. Beelzebub starts quoting scripture after Lucifer was done. They're both inhabited by the same spirit. Believe me, folks, you can it's incredible how you can't see it. I have no idea. You bet they both share the same faith. They were both sworn in, born again, possessed in the same coffin. And that's the admitted ritual. They asked Satan to enter them. It was caught on video, the stuff they do outside the shrine, where they're, you know, the devil comes out and they worship the devil and do mock sacrifices. I mean, just come on, folks. I know that sounds nuts, but you all know it's true. I mean... And they came to the last question about their daughters and the women, and it was just, I mean, softball questions. Tell us about your faith. Tell us about how you want to worship women, you know, like they care about women. And just this whole debate isn't about undecided voters. It's a pageant theater to make you think you've still got leaders and that there's some type of debate going on to get you back into believing in this fraudulent system. That's all this is. And there's no real debate on key issues. They just sell you the globalist agenda by acting like there's a difference between the two, so you buy into one of their pitches. Bottom line, you've bought into the bigger pitch and the bigger program of the New World Order. So that's what I have to say about the debates. Bush looked like he was on cocaine or something. I mean, I've seen drug addicts, folks. You know, you see somebody on the street, somebody in a restaurant, somebody at work. You know they're on drugs. I mean... Cops can tell this. Now, cops, tell me, you've seen a lot of teenagers on drugs when you pull them over. You know what it looks like. His pupils were the size of saucers. The guy was on serious amphetamines or some type of drug. Okay, next caller here. Who's up next here? James in Indiana. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I called you Thursday. I was telling you about an experience I had in a bar where we were talking about politics. We were asked to leave.
And I told you to call back. Yeah. So you're talking about politics. They go, we don't like what you're saying. You're kicked out. The cops come.
Mm-hmm.
Your friend says, this is like Nazi Germany. They take you outside. And then you said as the show ended,
yeah.
Tell them what the cops, describe what happened outside.
we were taken outside and we were, you know, being asked to leave. And I asked, you know, what about my freedom of speech? I was like, you know, I have the right to be able to talk about anything that I want. And the cops was like, my rights to procedures, and we were made to leave.
And that's what they told them. The citizens have got rights, but they're trumped by government. Well, that's no right at all.
It is so taboo nowadays to talk about politics. You cannot say anything. And it was the fact that we were naming names, you know, like Rumsfeld and Bush.
Hey, listen, I'd be in New York doing intros for this new video I'm making, and I'd go, the New World Order was clearly involved in 9/11. Cops would run over. Give me your pass. I could have you arrested. What are you saying? I mean, just like, it's freedom. No, the cop thinks I should be arrested because I'm on a street corner saying something he doesn't like.
I mean, all I can say is, Alex, tyranny is on its way, and my America is dying. I saw that last night.
So how did it end with the cops?
We were just made to leave. I mean, we could not go back inside no matter what was said. I mean, we were just forced out.
And that's how it started in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you were a group they didn't like, you just couldn't go to the restaurants. You couldn't go out. You had to have a special ID. Stay there. We'll talk about it.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Now understand, in Nazi Germany, if you were politically incorrect or Jewish or hadn't gone along with them, it started in the mid-30s where they'd harass you, go after your business, audit you. Then you couldn't go in certain restaurants or businesses or do business. Then you had to carry special papers, then an actual tag on you. And now that's what the new national ID card is. They say openly, bad credit, bad political history, whatever, it'll be on your card that you're bad. And they tried to pass a law last legislative session in Texas where if you'd, quote, made bad statements about the government or the police, there would be a red flag on your driver's license, on your license plate number. I mean, dude, this is incredible. It's textbook tyranny. It has nothing to do with terrorism. Finish up what you were saying, James.
Yeah, well, like I said, we were at this bar, and we were talking about, you know, some politics. I mean, we actually brought up the American Dictators film that you had, you know, the Bush-Nazi ties. And I can guarantee you, had we been talking bad about Kerry, we would have been left alone. I mean, that's the bottom line. You cannot say anything bad about this administration in public without, you know, getting some kind of flack about it. And
and they think they're good citizens. And then the cops come, and they think it's good. You get out of here. You leave. And again, it was people there, not the staff, but the people there that complained and wanted you out. And then on the street, the cop says, our rights trump your rights.
Exactly. I offended somebody behind me, which I don't see why they even took it personally. But we offended somebody behind us.
Well, they destroyed their children's future. I hope they're happy. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, James. David in Delaware. David, go ahead.
Alex?
Yes, David.
Yes. I called you here some time back pertaining to the banks and the copy of the check.
Yeah, they're not going to give you your checks back anymore.
Yeah, the image copy. Well, anyway, I went up to, I had a meeting with the lady in the bank, and as we were leaving her office, the president of the bank, he overheard what we were talking about, and he came out there and started running his mouth. And then next thing you know, he told me, he said, get out of here. And he said, go ahead and cancel his account in here. And then he pushed me on from the shoulder. And I said, I said, I'm going to have you on the national radio show letting people know that what you're trying to do to these people, and we're not going to put up with it.
And so you came in and complained and said we're supposed to get copies of our checks, not little.
I told them that they were our checks. We bought them. We want them back. We don't want the image copy. And the lady and I, we talked about a half hour. And after all this happened and I left, because they called the cops, they said they were going to call the cops, which it said later on they didn't, because she called in and left a message on my machine and apologized for his actions, for doing what he did.
And he actually put his hand on you?
He put his hand on my shoulder and pushed me in the hall, and there were several people there, and I said, you're not going to push me no place. And then I said, when he said, call the cops, I put both my arms out, I said, go ahead and handcuff me right now if you want to. And so anyway, nothing was done about it.
Well, these electronic transfers and not getting your checks and all these records, it's getting very, very dangerous.
Yes. And another thing, in WBOC TV in Delaware and Salisbury, Maryland, this morning, showed on our TV about in the hospitals, they are putting the chips under the skin under several thousand people.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, it's all part of the freedom, folks. Last call here. Let's talk to Tom in Ohio. Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, like I said, I've been handing out your movies for 3 years, and I've hit a few people, you know, woke them up. And here, Sunday, Monday, I stepped in a bunch of people. I forgot I gave movies to them. They were all talking, boy, and they definitely know. They said, get on the computers and all this and that. And he was telling the one guy, he said, get on the computers and look at
so what happened is you planted, sir, you planted seeds and came back up, and it was a mighty harvest.
Yeah. You're doing great by doing this.
No, you are. You're the one that made the copies. You're the one that did it. You're the ones that ordered the videos. You did it. You are awesome. Back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Then I get out there and take on the New World Order. Have a good day.